Hello, hi, hello, hi. The All Night Gamers podcast, episode 222. This is the first show in over 2 years where all the digits are the same. Our regular host could not be here tonight, and due to us wanting to keep the show shorter while Grant deals with this moving process, we have decided to try to record one without him for the first time ever in our 4 years doing this show. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing well.
Boss. Really good.
Good, good, good.
I made some fucking Barry money today at work, tonight. So.
Hi, hello, hello.
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 I'm also doing well.
Yay!
Work's okay, yeah.
When are you moving back home?
Eventually, right. I hope. Let's say soon.
You can't go to Laugh Traffic University.
Yeah, let's just say, let's say I'm gonna go to work and just be like, I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm working my 2 weeks, and then y'all won't see me.
That's so real.
And then be real. Poor, right? Be no, very come, poor if
come,
I do
come
that.
Come join me and Kyle. Come join me and Kyle at Whataburger, bro.
Honestly.
Make less money, but...
But you'll be home.
Yeah, I'd be home.
It'd be nice.
Come out to Pratt.
True, you could go to Pratt and Whitney.
Yeah, I'll go work with Barrett.
It's a commute to Georgia, but like that's fine. Like, where you can pay to bounce out.
Like 45 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
as long as it's not at
you can do Blake's
seven
shift
in
and get up at.
Yeah, you do Blake's job.
Get up
just...
at 4 in the morning.
No. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but you do absolutely nothing for 10 hours.
That does sound nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blake does not do much.
4 a.m., which is an hour and pop. Work for nothing. Or do nothing, my bad. Not work for nothing.
Work for nothing, yeah.
There work
you
for
go.
Nothing. Work, you know, work
already,
for
work,
nobody.
Already.
Internship,
Exactly. Cooper gets it. Alright. So, our first big piece of news tonight is English voice recording for part 3 of the Final Fantasy Remake Trilogy has begun, or at least appears to have begun. Based on, I think, a post from one of the voice actors or actresses in the game. So that's exciting, at least for me, who plays the series.
Cameron, I saw that.
Yeah, I'm currently trying to get the best Mario item in Super Mario RPG, which requires 100 consecutive... quick time jumps. So frustrating.
Yeah.
Indeed.
The Wii's homebrew channel has been shut down after the devs realized there is Nintendo proprietary code with the source code.
What is the homebrew channel? I don't remember that.
So
you
homebrew,
can hack.
Yeah, the homebrew channel is a hack that you can put on your Wii and it will let you add more mods or mostly games. People mostly use it for games.
Gotcha.
It's like
games that didn't come out on the Wii, but people wanted to play on the Wii.
That's one of the
things.
Or
you can do, no longer available because they're, the Wii Shop was shut down ages ago.
Sony has confirmed that they are taking Resistance Fall of Man, Resistance 2, and Infinite Miss Faith, Second Son off the platform. Wait. Hold on. I got this wrong. I think this is just for PlayStation Plus, but this title that I took, these are leaving PlayStation Plus. This is surprising, though, because Resistance games can only be played on modern titles through PlayStation Plus.
They don't want to pay the
licensing
or whatever.
Yeah. But they own...
They don't want to pay.
Infamous.
They don't want to pay.
They also own Resistance.
They don't
want to
pay.
Those.
They don't want to pay.
They don't want to pay themselves, bro. They're scared of money.
So true. That's why they keep raising the prices.
Real.
That sucks. Ace Attorney became a hit IP only because Capcom pushed past the failure of the first game, according to a former dev on the team. Good. Shows that just because your game failed, you shouldn't be like, ah, oh, we're done with the series. Because Attorney's been around for a while now.
Yeah, but, I mean, the industry doesn't care about that. Look at how often they fire people, even when the game succeeds. Marvel Rivals.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
They fired, like, 6 people, I think, is the studio that was here, which is bad. They made a lot of money, and they still make a lot of money.
They just didn't want to pay them. It's not very nice.
You know what? That's real, though.
No, we shouldn't support. Let's fire people. We can make more money.
I'm not supporting it. I'm just saying I understand it.
It's what they do.
Cooper, what was your plan as CEO? Again, it's go in, fire everybody, have the biggest quarter of all time for it's, those shareholders.
And step down immediately afterwards, bro. They'll never be able to replicate what I did, bro.
Real.
Biggest quarter.
They'll never be able to replicate anything because the freaking company's going to fold like a year after you step down.
But look at them numbers.
It's going to, yeah, the entire company's going to fold the second after you get big number going.
Number go up. Exclusive.
Like, literally.
Brand new game Claire Obscure Expedition 33 has really 1 million copies sold. This number includes all shipped units shipped to retailers and does not encompass Game Pass players. So this is a new JRPG. So it's got my interest. That's pretty cool. Zero Escape creator Kotaro Yukoshi shares ambition to craft a Japanese Detroit Become Human. Ooh. Interesting. I really like his games because all of his endings, even if it's a bad ending, tell you something new about like characters or the world or the story he's trying to tell. It tells you something. And Detroit Become Human and all the games made by David Cage at who made that? I cannot remember. I'm blanking. Quantic Dreams. There are bad endings, but like it's just a bad ending. If you don't learn anything new. That's interesting. Nintendo is subpoenaing Discord in court for the user information of the person behind the Pokemon Terra leak that we've covered on this show before.
That's the one where we learned that the Game Freak devs are freaks and have the Pokemon
I forgot about
interact
that.
With humans.
Well, that's, yeah.
That's the nice way of putting it. Yep. AKA the reason that Cyndaquil is not in Galar. All right, not Galar. Kalos.
Yeah.
That's a running joke anyways. You forgot that even though it affected Typhlosion?
Yep. Yep, yep,
blocked
yep.
It out.
If I block it out, it didn't happen. True. And that's the best way to live.
I'm going to say that's entirely correct, but sure.
Sure.
Bethesda asked the Elder Scrolls fans to suggest Oblivion remastered improvements with difficulty scaling among top ideas. This just came out. I don't really know anything about what they've done differently besides You can see the mountain from Skyrim in the background when you're in the Wizard Tower.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've not looked into what all they've actually done.
And that they went with the body type A and B instead of male and female.
But it's great to see that Todd Howard did something after, like, 6 years of telling us that Elder Scrolls 6 was on the way with a stupid trailer that meant absolutely nothing and has said absolutely nothing about anything until now. And he was just like, here, stop asking me questions. Oblivion remake. Thank you, Todd Howard. We love you.
I'm quite upset about Elder Scrolls 6.
Oh, it's not going to come out in a long time, brother.
It's been...
forever.
Actually, forever.
I don't even know when Scrolls 5 was released. Let's see.
Skyrim? 2011.
Yeah, a while.
2011.
I don't need to know. I know the me.
I've played that game for years straight.
Just one singular year?
The guy who time travels on accident, and he's like, someone tell me what year it is. And he looks over and sees Skyrim, new release. What year is it? Because we only get remasters of Skyrim.
Yeah.
We can't have...
Yeah, but sometimes it has amiibo support.
One time it has
amiibo support.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yay, we're moving a bit fast. That's fine. Time for Collector's Corner. This is the weekly segment where we talk about the purchases we've made, the games we've been buying, and the bad decisions we've done with our money. Let's spin the wheel and find out who's going first.
Who is it?
It's Kyle, and it's not even like...
So I'm going second this week.
Why do you sound so upset?
You actually did sound really upset there. You're like kind of disgusted by
you
it.
You sound genuinely upset, but when was the last time that I actually got first?
Promise is not me going first.
Riddle me this butt, man.
Kyle, you went first on episode 205. So it's been 17 episodes.
And the worst part is, it's like, it's not even close. It's definitively in Kyle's circle. It's pointing at his name.
December 4th. Because I'm built different, brother. Anyway, I played...
Almost 5 months.
I played Game of the Week. Well, I'm playing it right now.
That's a good game.
You know what? I don't remember the last time that I played this game. And I think I kind of remember why, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a second. I'm playing Game of the Week. I played... what else did I play this week? I think I played, like, a game of Repo. And... that might be it. I'm going to be so for real. I did not play any games this week. It has been very...
Dang.
Yeah.
Very L.
Kind of an L.
I've been very minimal this week. Oh, you're but lying. I did... Huh?
You played a Pocket... I mean, that doesn't really count, but we did do one battle, I think.
I did play TCG Pocket.
And I beat him. Totally. Don't fact check.
I believe it.
Thank you. Actually, he has beaten me several times.
I have beat. Yeah, when Cal pays to win, not actually, But he basically
I have not spent a single dollar on that game. You just don't ever play.
Pretty much. So when Kyle isn't able to draw anything, I'm like, easy dubs.
Well, I mean, even whenever I can draw stuff, sometimes you just get your stuff out there quicker because...
It's because I'm the better player.
You have a, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you... That's you. But works. the part of the joy of card games is that they're also inherently luck-based at times.
Nope, it's all skill.
True.
You're right, my fault. Hold up, guys.
Look, Kyle. Look. You just...
Opening a pack on
stream. I have another one after this. I got absolute fuck all.
Dude, hold that up. Was all ass.
I know.
Absolute ass.
Skill issue, shut up, honestly. Man, shut up.
Here we go.
Let me get one more.
Shiny right here.
This one's gonna be it. This one's gonna be it. This is my god pack right here, bro.
Little spin on it.
And is that one for sure? Is that one for sure?
I believe.
It's really hard to do this whenever I'm not facing. There we go. I guess. Bullshit again. Kakuna. Hell yeah. Kakuna, baby. Kakuna Ratata. It means no worries. okay. Yep. And I got absolute bullshit on both of my two packs.
Better luck next time.
That's crazy.
New pack comes out on the 30th. That's pretty cool. Day that the stream release or the day the podcast releases. So that's pretty good. Yeah, I really did not play any games this week. I'm like so for real.
We all have some weeks like that sometimes.
You know what I did? I listened to my audiobook and I did homework and that's about where it stops for me. Yeah.
All right, I've spun the wheel. It's Cameron.
It's me,
definitively. Yep.
Oh, lovely.
Not bad close. Omen.
Bad omen.
Wait, did you put it based on how many times we've gotten last?
No, it's equal.
It's all 11.
Okay, good, because I think that the base 20% is better than the weighted option.
No, it's equal.
Yeah.
It was just to see.
Like a hypothetical.
It also breaks it because Grant's gone last the most, and he's also gone first the most. So like fair. That doesn't help.
No.
You could do times gone last minus times gone first.
We considered that. Yeah. It puts me at 0 and Cooper and Grant at -2.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Strap in. So I played Game of the Week, obviously.
Real.
Did we...
I believe it.
Hold on, was that this week or last week?
I believe it was this week.
Yeah, okay. Alex and I finished Split Fiction. Yay us.
I knew that.
I finally said, screw it. I finished Tears of the Kingdom.
Congrats.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I'm just gonna say screw it. I'm gonna run it. Made it to Ganon the first time and had like maybe 3 hits worth of damage. If that, because I'd taken so many stupid hits. So I went back to an earlier save and got it to where I only was missing like one Ganon hit worth of damage. And after many attempts, I was able to... I really wish I would have been recording because it was so good up until like his third phase. Because I took like no damage basically up until his third phase. It was awesome. But I did manage to beat him. I feel like his final phase is a little easy compared to the other ones, but honestly I'm okay with it because I was literally, you know, struggling to beat him because I didn't bring any gloom healing items.
I'm gonna be so real. I never finished
Tears of the Kingdom.
I
got close. I just never did it.
I was going to get all the shrines and then finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would have been 15 more shrines. It would have. I was like, wow, that's a lot of shrines I've been going through. Dude. And then it was like, I looked up the total. I'm like, I still have 15 more to find. Absolutely not. So I didn't, I ignored that. Said screw it.
Could have probably looked up like where they were.
I've already been using a shrine map because ain't no way I'm searching for those.
Big fan.
Fake fan is crazy. Dude, I did the entire I did the depths, dude. It's just not I'm not doing the entirety of finding every shrine when it's not worth it. I just wanted to be done with the game. So
I've had that before.
Do
all the optional content, I could just beat the game.
Also, I can never say that I fully completed the game because I'm not going after all the stupid Korok seeds. I'm not insane.
But, I think you should go for it, bro.
I might be insane, mm-hmm. but I'm not so insane that I'd go after the Korok seeds.
How can you formulate a true opinion on the game if you have 100% of it?
For
me to make an opinion on the game, I actually... 100% of the game. I actually have to go through 100% of the game.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
That's how this works.
So I will say here. Let's see what my page says that I have. My page says I have 130 hours in Tears of the Kingdom. So almost double the price of the game. I would say I got my money's worth. But after a certain point, there is such a thing as too much content. And I'm kind of worried a little bit that, like, if Mario World is their Mario Kart version of Tears of the Kingdom, that Mario Kart World might have some of this stupid, pointless content as well.
Because all the things we've seen are you get another racer.
No, but like there's all those little challenges with the P switches. The difference is there's only so much content they can have from Mario World because it's not got three layers that we know of. It has two. It has the big world map and whatever is up with Rainbow Road. That's it. I don't know. Tears of the Kingdom is just... It is a good game. It's worth the $70. But, oh my gosh. Nintendo just...
I don't know if it's worth $70.
Content-wise, it's worth $70. But...
It dumped it down so bad because it's on a fucking potato console.
Well, we'll see how it runs on Switch 2.
If it runs well on Switch 2, I'd say it's worth $70, but like it has to actually have really good graphics and
graphics don't mean squat. Like look at Minecraft. What do they do, bro? Minecraft is the best selling game ever, and it looks like a child's Lego set.
Minecraft is designed to be pixelated. That doesn't mean it has shitty graphics.
They can be the same thing.
No, that's not what that means.
Let's see, what else did I play? Pikmin 1. I went back, cleared up everything up until Distant Springs. So I need to do Distant Springs and the final trial. And then I'll be done with Pikmin 1 again. I don't know if I'm moving on to Pikmin 2 or not. I don't think I'll record it, that's for sure, because I'll never get around to it. And I've also obviously been playing Super Mario RPG. I am in search of the sixth star, which means I am finally past the pirate ship that Cooper's save state caused me to lose. So they are.
You make one mistake. They're like 10 years old.
Yes.
Wait, what happened?
Cooper had a save state, and it erased my data. Because the way that the Wii's, well, I guess all of Nintendo's save states work, is that if you go back to the save state, it wipes everything.
Gotcha.
Because there, it was the same account, same, two different saves, but because Cooper went back to his save state, it erased my data.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was only like... I feel like they've made it easier, honestly. But it was like 6-7 hours in. Something like that. So it's not, It's right. Not as far as I thought it was. No. And let's see, game of the week. Went and saw Fantasmic. It's the first time I've seen a fireworks show that was not a special one in Lord only knows how long. So that was nice. And yeah, I think that's about it.
Let's spin that wheel. Yay!
Yay! Good job, Barrett.
Poor Barrett doesn't get to go last and get his name on the board.
Literally.
Well, last week I didn't really do much, to be honest with you. I was up in Augusta for my nephew's birthday. So I didn't get much time to play any games, but some new games I played was a game called Dark Hours. Pretty fun. It's kind of similar to
Repo. Is it the one that Cole was trying to get you to play?
Oh, I know. No, your job is you're in like an art museum, and your job is to steal as much art or art-like things as you can. But like, there's things your client wants, so you got to steal that specifically,
yeah.
And other things. And you're being hunted by a couple things. One of the options is weeping angels, but if you sacrifice one of your people, essentially just to sit there and watch them. You can have them all stocked right there.
He knows it very well. It's a pretty fun game. Played a lot of Repo recently. It's quite fun messing with Kyle and Cooper.
No, for sure.
But Cooper just fucking kills me.
And running y'all over with the carts. That's pretty fun.
Knock them over.
I just bought the game of the week, so I haven't gotten a chance to play it just yet. That style of game I think is going to be new to me. But I think it's going to be pretty fun.
We should probably play it because we're going to talk about it directly after this.
Yeah. I do want to play Labyrinthine pretty soon because I know they've gotten a few updates since we played last.
Yeah, they had the Easter update.
Cameron, Alex, did y'all play that game with us? I'm not sure if y'all did.
We tried to get them to, but they didn't.
I feel like I remember Alex playing with us, but I can't remember.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. Cole played with us, and played with us.
Ah.
But we never got Alex again to play.
I do want to play that soon.
I'm pretty about sure it as far I as don't games. Actually own this one.
It's a pretty fun game.
I know I don't.
I'm a big I'm a big horror game person.
Yeah, you are a big whore.
Well. Guilty.
Crazy.
I guess Liar's Bar got a new update too. New people and one new mode. Oh, and I've been playing a lot of PUBG. I've been playing with my dad, my brother, and a few other guys that are about twice to three times my age.
Well, yeah, I kept seeing you play it. I'm like, that is interesting.
Yeah, I haven't. Last time I played it was like maybe, I don't know. I don't even know when it was released, but it'd have been years ago. And my brother's been playing it ever since it came out. Kind of off and on.
Yeah.
And they kind of got a group together, and now it's a huge clan on the in the server. And they're doing really well, so I decided to join in. It's pretty fun. A lot of the people in that Discord are very old. By very old, I mean 40s, 50s.
Oh,
some 60s.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, of the Battle Royales, it was like the thing that set it apart was that it was so realistic compared to the other options.
Yeah, that's why they play it.
I mean, I know
they've tried Fortnite and other
now.
Things, but it's
Fortnite's
PUBG
focused on the
PUBG
building.
Moves slow.
Yeah.
PUBG is a slow game, and you can kind of enjoy the length of the rounds. It's definitely gotten a lot better. There's a lot of exploiters and things on that game, but PUBG is kind of cracking down on that.
And they were cracking down back when I played.
They're cracking down on it more. A lot of the cheaters are actually in like third world countries where somehow they get into the North America servers and all that fun stuff. Which is quite unfortunate. We have a guy, he's from New York, and he's got like that smoker New York voice. Yeah, you fucking cheater.
Yep.
That's guy, wild, bro. He goes out, I'm gonna go smoke a blunt real quick.
That's crazy.
You know what?
He
That's
will.
Real, bro.
It'll be like 1 minute and he's back.
That's real.
It's like, you already had it lit up, I see.
He's quick. But, believe it or not, those older guys are actually pretty skilled. They're better than I am.
I mean, if all they're playing is PUBG, I would expect them to be better than PUBG.
They are quite skilled.
No, you.
Yeah, that's about probably all I got. Not a lot of new games. Been real busy the past few weeks, so.
That's so real, dude.
I'm gonna pass it back to you, Alex.
Yep, let's see who it will be, me or Cooper. Actually, Don and him bumped up the wheel spin timer, so it will take a sec, a little bit longer for it to turn in.
Keeps it interesting.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you last?
Okay, well, now it's, it doesn't look as bad, but when it started slowing down, it was barely on the, my side, and then it bumped over to Cooper's, but now it's, like, a quarter into Cooper's, so it's Cooper now.
So you're last.
I'm last. Yep.
Oh, that's crazy.
Posting curse, apparently.
That explains how Grant's always last.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, played a game in the I don't know if we put a lot of repo, but we've been playing that, like, on and off. With Kyle and Barrett and a few others. Apparently I didn't cancel Fortnite Crew. That was really fun to see.
Dude, that shit was so funny. Oh my gosh. He comes up to me out of school and he's like, so, I got a charge on my card last night. And I thought, at first of all, I thought it was like a fraudulent charge. I was like, bro, what the hell happened? And he goes, bro, Fortnite Crew.
That's hilarious.
I was like, that is so rough, dog.
I was so rough.
I thought I did too.
Yeah, he thought he did too.
Are you gonna have to grind it out now so that it's not a waste of money?
No, I hate that game. Well, no, that's such a bad reason though.
You spent the money, but you don't want to get your money's worth out of it. I mean, they're not
so why are you trying to get him back into Fortnite, bro? What the fuck is wrong with
I'm
y'all?
I'm not trying to. I'm just That's giving my opinion on what if I had wasted money like that.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, that really
sucks. They're going to get very mad if they try to do that.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, that really fucking sucks. I wish that I had not done, or I wish that I had made sure that it was done, and then I would have not played the stupid game.
Yeah.
That makes me angry.
That's all right.
All right. What else?
Not a whole lot, really. I got a lot of my homework done over the weekend, as well as worked a good bit this weekend at Whataburger. I did really good in my presentation. I got a 120 out of 120.
You what?
I did good on my presentation in business.
Oh, yeah.
120 out of 120.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Coat and stuff. Kind of goated. Not really. Nothing crazy, though, I don't think. I'm trying to think if there's anything, like, out of the blue. But really have been doing, like, I've had been, like, pretty much pretty productive, like, school and work, so I haven't had a lot of time to just do stuff, other stuff. But in the next 2 weeks, once I'm, like, finally done, or especially after this week, because I really don't care about my business final, I can get a 0 and still pass with a 94. I'm like, okay, that's easy work. So after this week, I'm pretty happy. It's just getting past this week will be a lot of fun. And I'll start being able to do stuff again. Which would be kind of sick.
Mm.
But yeah, that's about it.
Alright. Spin the wheel of just my name. Yay!
Boo! Boo! I hate this guy. We're gonna be in the other one.
Oh, hold on, Alex. Before you start, the booing reminded me. So Chelsea and I went to church, right?
Wait, you went where?
We went to church. Because she wants us to go to church more often.
Yes.
And the pastor is talking about how he can't do Flight of Passage, because he's like it's Flight of Pukage, right? And Chelsea looked at the teleprompter, and on it was "boo" in caps, and I'm just like,
"Boobs,
boo." No. Not boobs. Oh, boo.
Boo. Dude, I thought you said boobs. I was like, what?
No, not boobs. Boo.
Honestly, boobs would have been better.
That would have been less church allowed.
Don't care. Didn't ask.
Didn't ask is crazy. Yeah, but the tech team was booing him for saying Flight of Passage sucked. I don't think we'll be doing that in June, though. I don't think we're going to be able to get over there. Anyways, Alex, you can go now.
If I had been on the wheel with someone else, I would have lost. Because it's way over on the other side of the wheel.
That's crazy.
I played Split Fiction with you, I played the Game of the Week, and I played Marvel Rivals.
Nuh-uh.
No, you didn't, bro. Didn't happen.
You didn't play Marvel Rivals, bro.
I did, I had to. One of my friends was upset. Not playing it.
You didn't have to.
So you decided I grinded out the events. I've cleaned up all the events. Well, yeah, but I've done it. I met Captain America in the Battle Pass. Is the page I'm on.
I don't know where I am in the Battle Pass, but I haven't played in a minute.
Yeah. I don't know. I keep scrolling through my collection and go, oh, I should play that. And then I don't.
Surreal.
That's why I went back to Pikmin.
I forgot the actual fucking thing I did this week, which was good for me. I spent 3 hours just cleaning.
Hell yeah.
Just working. Yeah. Which is just good for me to do.
That's what's up.
I've still got some work to do in my room, but my bathroom is clean. Well beyond what I usually do for simple cleaning.
We also cleared.
You just felt like cleaning, or?
Well, he called out.
It's just like
his thought process is there's got to be some reason that he's always not feeling great, so he decided to bleach his bathroom. See if that helps.
Mm-hmm.
There's always just like the mental idea of cleaning could help you. But I clean my bedroom every week.
Right.
I pick up the dirty clothes. So I'm like, that doesn't help enough. Maybe I just clean my bathroom, especially since it needs to start being done because they'll be here.
Yeah, that's months. Well, that even, I mean, you've only got like 3 weeks before Joy comes down and she'll be using that bathroom.
Then you should help me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm doing the rest of the
Joy's
apartment.
Joy's your friend.
I'm doing the rest of the apartment. I didn't see you cleaning the spare room.
I mean, Cameron said I'm doing the rest of the apartment. That's what I heard. That's nice of Cameron.
I know.
It's not nice of Cameron. Cameron has no support.
I think it is nice
of the rest of the room.
Cameron doesn't
stop getting
complained. He's gonna get kicked from the call.
That's crazy. Do not kick me. I'm the one recording.
I know. Wouldn't that be a problem?
Yeah, it would, because I'm jumping on people's heads right now.
It'd be really funny, though.
It would be not funny, because then I'd have to edit out. And I'm jumping on people's heads.
You would just leave it in.
no, like I want to join back in until I'm done jumping on people's heads. So
okay,
don't keep the recorder.
Moving on. Download station, yay! Game where we tell everybody play it this week. This week we picked Vampire Survivors because it's easy. You don't need to wait for people. It's pretty cheap. And I've put like 70 hours into it.
Bro, cheater, you played the game before the game of the week? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
That's not the first time he's done
Grant
that.
Grant had also played it before.
Grant recommended it.
I don't think there's been a single game that at least one of us hasn't played before.
Yeah. Like NES Tetris. Or Tetris.
Well, okay, Tetris. Like, I guess old games, sure. But I'm saying most of, like,
if
the
it's a modern
games,
game,
at
we're
least
going
one
to
of us has played it, yeah.
Yeah,
most likely.
Yeah, NSO, I guess, is the, that's like the exception to that rule.
Yeah, we are where that comes from. Describe it. I don't know. Your job is just to destroy enemies, like a rogue light game, but that's not what I would call it. You just mow down waves of the enemy, so fun. It's really addicting. The more you play, the more you unlock, so you play more because you unlock new things.
Honestly, I don't find it very addicting. It's definitely a time sink. It's a great time sink. But
yeah, for sure.
I personally would rather play other...
Fair, but you gotta remember, I'm really far into the game. So for me, things that unlock are like a bit more work.
Mm-hmm.
But for a while, I was just unlocking things like crazy.
That's fair, too.
And I found the character I like to play, which I think helped.
Yeah.
I like Lunara from the Tales of Forsythe DLC. They do crossovers every few months, and I haven't played it through. I haven't beaten the content of any of them. Because among everything that crossover that got added was after when I really played the game. But I do own all the crossovers. I bought all the DLC. I don't know. I like it. What are y'all's thoughts? I know Kyle's is...
My plan was to play it. I was going to be playing it if I wasn't trying to go for this item right now.
But you've played it before, though, right?
No. Well, a little. I played it a little bit. Alex and I did the two-player mode when that was added.
I did run around with that.
I don't know if I can really recommend the multiplayer mode. Well, I guess I can now.
It's
multiplayer mode is fine. It's just it takes some getting used to because if you get an item the other player needs, you're not going to be able to use either of you going to be able to use that item properly.
Yeah, I've never played the multiplayer mode. I think that the game is fun, but I'd rather play other games. Kind of how I end up looking at it most times.
No, that's fair.
That is fair.
Like, it's okay, but meh.
Everyone's got their, like, cookie clicker game. I guess that's fine.
The time sync game where it doesn't really matter. Like, you're not really accomplishing anything.
Yeah, because if I'm playing Rivals, then I'm usually working on the things. And dude, most of the games I play for real, are...
Story-based.
Story-based.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess
this is more like Mario Kart, but I don't need...
That should be our ending question, bro. What's your cookie clicker game?
I'll put it on the list.
That's a good ending question.
Dude, I heard Haley's name. We should get Haley on the podcast now that she's home.
Me and Cooper already called her. She's not gonna get home for another like hour and a half at this point.
That's crazy. Yeah.
She's on the phone right now. Yeah.
Yeah, she was so freaking far away. Like when we called her on the phone,
she's still almost,
yeah.
Two and a half, I think.
Yeah, that's 2:15, dude. I think. Yeah, she was so far away. It was very cringe, Nene. All
right. Cooper, close your door, and then we'll.
Vampires. I like a lot of the power ups. I'm just bad at getting far enough to combine them, but when you get the treasure chest, that is a good dopamine hit.
Yeah.
Like that is essentially their version of the superstar from Mario.
I mean, it's a big reason I went for Eleanor in the DLC, because she's who you unlock first. And I liked how she played more than the base game. Like, first five characters.
No, that's...
Wait, I only have four. I think.
Okay, whatever. Like, the first few characters you unlock... You start with one. And you can unlock, like... 70? Yeah, my character select screen is ridiculous.
Well, you also have all the DLC now. Yeah. Right? Or most of it?
I have everybody in the first two DLC. And then characters from the next four. And do not own the Belmonts. They are in one of the next four.
That's crazy.
I own whoever the first Belmont is that you get to play.
Probably.
I don't think it's Simon.
It's a Richter?
I don't think it's Richter either.
That's crazy.
Well, those are the only two I know.
Real. Only two I know.
Alright.
In that case, you got untitled number 3, Belmont.
I know most of the Belmont.
Very solid game, though. Like, Vampire, like, it's cheap. It's a good game. Good time. I mean...
Okay, I do like the fact that it's cheap. And it's easy to just get in and play. That, like, those are both two great things. Great aspects of it. But I do find it extremely boring. That's really the only reason I don't like it, is because it's so boring. I don't like Cookie Clicker. It's so boring.
That's fair.
Like, even my Cookie Clicker game has to be, like, at least somewhat in depth. Otherwise, I'm not going to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, no, yeah. Even DRG, I would consider a Cookie Clicker game, because I can put it on lower difficulty and just not pay any bit of attention to it.
No, that's fair.
But I also... That's a Cookie Clicker game, and also obviously not a Cookie Clicker game simultaneously.
Yeah.
Because that game can get extremely hectic.
Alright. Sorry. Universal Hollywood Fan Nights includes a hide-and-seek with Yoshi eggs and the ability to do meet-and-greets with three different types of Yoshi.
Three
green, light,
Yoshi's.
Blue, and pink. I'm reading what's exactly on the sheet.
I don't think I wrote type, but okay. Yeah. What?
So, yeah, more meet-and-greets.
Well, like, meet-and-greets, but... They're behind a $70 or $80 event, which is insane. Dude, I'm surprised they charge so little. Honestly, like that is an insane.
Cooper
price.
Died at the price, and Cameron went, "Nah, that's pretty cheap."
Cooper, Disney's events are double that. We paid.
You have to remember, Cameron has the Florida money brain going.
That's we paid $150. To be disappointed at Jollywood. 150 each to be disappointed at Jollywood.
You played 150 to be disappointed at what?
Jollywood Nights. Like, $80 for an after-hours event is insane.
Yeah, it's free for me to walk into Whataburger and say hi to Kyle. I think I'll stick with that.
That's crazy.
I can meet and greet Kyle whenever. So
that's crazy.
They're real though.
All right,
but is Kyle a Yoshi?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
that's crazy.
There you go.
Pokemon Company over here is going to be selling life-size models versions of every evolution.
I did not put models. I said life-size versions because they are plushies. They're like the Gardevoir.
I've seen what people.
Not life-size model, bro.
I mean, they are models technically.
I don't think anybody would call a plushie a model.
You haven't. You're wrong. People
you're
use.
Wrong.
I mean, he is. People do use plushies for like designing art, and people model with plushies, like they model with other things.
Yeah, I don't think you call people a plushie a model. Those are two different things.
But I feel like with those kinds of posing with plushies, it's usually like chicken wire has like the insides for posing.
No. Well, I guess sometimes, but like sometimes it's just like you bought the $5 toy that they sell of your favorite character so that you can.
That's true. Like
Pokemon's a better example on that idea of posing for art with the plushes. Because then you can kind of see how they would look posed the way you would want them framed in your art.
Yeah, these are like $500.
Yeah, they are plushes.
These are like $500.
Why would you not
plushes?
Buy Gardevoir?
Because you're not a
if
freak.
It's gonna,
why would
it's
I spend
gonna cost you $500?
Exactly. Why would I spend $500 on a plushie in the first place?
Because you are that dedicated of a Pokemon fan.
Hell no, I'm not.
Dude, the gym badges, the gym badges, not the ones I buy for the Grimmsman's gifts, but the actual gym badges, like the official ones with all the region's Pokemon behind them, were like 180 a piece for 8 pins and a special fabric and a shadow box.
Yeah, no.
I did not spend 180 on Yul's pins. I'll tell you that.
I'm
right
glad
now.
You didn't, because I'm not that big of a Pokemon fan.
Torterra.
Yeah, Pumpkaboo.
Still, yeah, Haley crocheted me a Pumpkaboo plush, and I like that way more than something.
You told her Pumpkaboo's your favorite Pokemon.
Yeah,
and I went no. I'm still sure it's Torterra.
It's a mix of the both.
What?
But.
Alright. Baldur's Gate.
Like, it's so stupid to spend some. It literally cost them like 10 cents to make the plush. And it's so
dude, no, it's a life size plush. I think it's going to cost them more than 10 cents.
Okay, I was.
It's going to cost them a couple of dollars. It's going to cost them
dollars. It's going to cost them like maybe $10 for the
and fabric.
And they're going to charge 100. What is that? 150% markup?
No, I think it's going to be way low. More than 150%.
Okay.
Yeah, stupid.
Baldur's Gate 3 director says making DLC for its games is boring for Larian. They are not going to make any.
That's kind of sad.
Crazy. I think Kyle's the only one who's played Baldur's Gate 3 here.
Yeah, but honestly, the game is fine. It has a story that resolves pretty well, so it doesn't really need a DLC. But also, this just in, gaming developer does not want to make any more games.
Isn't that shocking? I guess though we've got Skyrim as the other example where
game developer just wants to make the same
game
over
just
and over.
Just re-release the old game.
This just in: Todd Howard wants to make more things that no one else wants. Todd Howard is doing Todd Howard things.
I mean, if it prints money, like, that's the thing.
It prints money because people are like, oh, I like Skyrim. I'll buy the new version. And then they
It's not even a new version, bro. It's literally Oblivion. It's a game that's been around, I think.
Not talking about... Well, yeah, fine. We just got Oblivion. But I was joking about Skyrim just getting re-releases.
Oh, yeah.
Switch 2 upgrade pricing confirmed by Best Buy. Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom are $10, and Forgotten Land and Jamboree are $20.
Dude, Jamboree being $20 for a DLC is insane. I don't care. Wait, if it includes...
Like, if you have the one for the Switch, you
if
can
you upgrade. If you have the one for two. Switch, you can upgrade for Switch 2. Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdoms are, like, improvements in graphics, frame rate, and stuff like that, primarily. And Forgotten Land and Jamboree, actual new content in the game. Jamboree's getting, like, more story. Yeah, Forgotten Land's getting more story, and Jamboree's getting new modes.
Yeah, to use
one
the
of
mouse.
Those new modes. Yeah, the mouse ones look cool, but the other one is
$20. $20.
See, my
crazy.
Problem is it's $20 and
on top of
you also need the camera to use one of the modes, two of the modes.
Well, do you have to use the camera, or is it just like an add-on you can do with the Switch 2 version?
Oh, if it's that's better.
But because I think people would be the camera. I just don't think Jamboree is worth $20 a DLC when you're not getting new maps or anything.
It's true. If there was new maps, it'd be better.
All the other
Kirby's pricing, I think, is correct depending on how long the new content is.
It's a little crazy, but that the most of games charge about $20 for their DLC now.
Jamboree, we'll have to see.
Jamboree's insane.
All right. Fire Emblem Engage and something else this week got added to Nintendo Music. I don't know what the new game is.
That's pretty cool.
Normally it's been posted by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen notifications about it. Maybe it's because I'm recording though.
Yeah, that's true.
No clue.
Maybe it's not out
there
yet.
Will, yeah, maybe
but
not.
They've been kind of weird about the timing lately.
But Engage getting added is nice. Engage has got music. Good music.
Engage has a lot of music.
There is no upgrade path available for Sonic X Shadows Generation from Switch 1 to 2. But I think it has a Switch 2 version.
So it's a $60
game. Why people
game.
Are upset. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm not getting the Switch 2, bro.
Dude, me neither.
I am.
Nintendo.
Oh, I forgot to talk about
that. You don't
care
about money.
I was about to ask that. Yeah, did you mention that?
No, I forgot.
You didn't
to
say it in
that.
Collector's Corner. Loki hates us, honestly.
I pre-ordered all the Switch stuff. I pre-ordered Switch. I pre-ordered all the amiibo that were available. For some reason, Yunobo was delayed, so I haven't pre-ordered him. And Best Buy has the Street Fighter 6 amiibo cards exclusively. Mm-hmm. I hate GameStop. GameStop has them exclusively. I hate GameStop. They're charging me $7 shipping. And they've taken them off the website, so I can't even reorder them. So it's going to be a very expensive weekend. That I'm certain of.
Mm.
Oh, I forgot to mention this as well during Collector's Corner.
You are the worst.
everyone else has weeks where they do that.
Can we ban this guy?
No, you can't ban me. I'm recording.
Wild brother.
So.
But who let this man's record?
I'm the only one with the recording
his
software.
His PC.
I'm the only one with the recording software. Disney. Disney has added to our little temporal Nexus event. Geo 81, I think that's what it's called. Their new lounge at Spaceship Earth is opening June 4th. So that same weekend that everyone's here.
Oh, that's crazy.
Everything is happening that weekend. It's insane.
Yep, we picked the weekend.
We are the weekend. The ANG weekend is the Nexus event.
Yeah. Nintendo files request to subpoena Discord for Pokemon leaker identity. I think this was already above.
Yeah, you had them in two spots.
We already talked about this. Never mind. I'm dumb. The English fan translation of Sega's Saturn console game, Soccer Wars 2, is now available. Cool. Since the only translated games officially were Soccer Wars 5 and the Soccer Wars, not reboot, but kind of reboot, a continuation set like 20 years later. Indiana Jones is the selling copies on PS5 faster than Xbox and Steam.
Wow, that's crazy. Steam's waiting for a sale.
Yes.
And
people on Steam don't buy games that aren't on sale. And Xbox people don't buy games.
True.
It is shocking that this is number one.
Does not have games.
Okay, Cooper.
moving on.
Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis, the mobile game retelling, had a April Fool's event or where they showed off art, but then they were like, oh no, that's an actual event in the game.
They realized that somebody said,
April
hey,
Fool's Academy event.
Somebody said, hey, I'll pay for this, and they went, oh, people might pay for this.
A lot of people said they'd pay for it, so they're like, oh, wait, we can make money! Tears of the Kingdom Speedrunner beats Tears of the Kingdom at a Switch 2 event. Doesn't feel that surprising.
He beat it in 15 minutes. The time limit was 20 minutes.
Dang.
I mean, that's impressive. It's impressive. Not surprising that a speedrunner could do that.
Yeah, I mean, the game's faster because of the load times. But I don't know what all the requirements for... It's probably similar to...
It's beat Ganon.
Yeah, it's probably similar to Breath of the Wild, where you just immediately rush over to the castle.
Well, when you can.
Yeah, like...
You gotta get out.
Off the island.
Yeah. And last interesting tidbit, Switch 2 pre-orders sold out immediately.
Yep.
I already knew this because of the people who dropped the price of when the Switch 2 pre-orders go live.
Dude, it was insanely rough trying to wait it out. Cooper joined me and Grant. Because we were in a call waiting for the pre-orders to go live and waiting for our pre-orders to actually be able to be bought. Yeah, that was pain. GameStop was fucking stupid, though. Everyone else went up at midnight, so it was split across Best Buy, Target, and Walmart. GameStop said, nay, nay, we're going to go at 11 a.m. The next morning.
It said nay, nay, not whip. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm funny.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm funny. Wow.
So GameStop's website just crashed. Like,
shocker.
Like, not just this like
not the first not time they're
in the fight, bro.
Not just like, you know, oh well, people are struggling. No, like people were posting pictures of DNS connection failure. This server is not running.
Kind of funny.
Like they screwed up. But it, you know, it allowed me to get home and be able to order the Amiibo cards, which is what I wanted from them. Even though, because they hadn't gone up anywhere else, and then but GameStop was like, "Hey, we have them exclusively." I'm like, "I can't wait till you die."
Word. Okay.
Look, they became Funko Shop, dude.
That's facts.
Yeah.
And a lot of the mall ones, they're really bad.
The mall ones are even worse.
Like the one we went to around here that was just mostly merch.
Yeah, there was like one little shelf of retro games because it was right after they started bringing retro games back to the stores.
Okay, a little bit interesting. In Mario Kart, or in New Super Mario Bros. Wii,
those are two different games.
Yes, that's why I laughed. Will bounce up and down when you rescue her, but the player can't see her do this because of her dress.
True.
Wait, what happened?
So, at the end of Mario, Super Mario Bros. Wii, when you rescue Peach, she's jumping up and down, but the rest of her model doesn't move, so it's just like her feet doing it, but you can't see her feet doing it because they're under her dress.
That's kind of funny.
Somebody coded this, dude.
Literally.
Alright, let's go to rumor roundup. We'll talk about rumor gaming. P4RE.Japan just got updated. A reveal could be intimate for a Persona 4 remake. Some people will unfortunately believe that they're going to pull golden. That would be dumb. Like the golden content. It's not as easy as the we sell it because it exists in the game. Regular story.
Well, also, more importantly, they've already released golden on modern systems. So, like, you're going to remove content from a game that's already available, people won't buy the new version.
Yeah. People are worried. And rumor monger. Stuff like that. Because people will accept the worst version before it actually stuff gets good. Evil Dead possibly being delisted on PS4 and it's now been delisted on Epic Games Studio. Yes? Store. Yeah, I'll figure it out. This is the game with Ash Williams. I might actually own this game. According to X1, Gears Collection, Silk Song, Persona 4 Remake, Ninja Gaiden 4, and Minecraft Dungeons 2 will appear at the Xbox Showcase. I don't want Microsoft to have exclusivity to promotion again for Persona. They're bad at it.
Yeah, because they don't care about RPGs.
Don't worry, guys. This game's coming to Xbox. Please stop.
A lot of people thought Metaphoro and Persona 3 were only going to Xbox. But the reason I say Microsoft's bad at it is because they are. They only show trailers at events. And go, alright, there we go, we showed it.
Microsoft doesn't understand gaming, honestly.
And then let's to our finishing topic. What is the coolest game weapon and gaming?
Okay.
We wanted something short and sweet because Grant's not here. And
the coolest weapon?
Yeah.
Bowser's super. That this is not my final answer, but Bowser's glove things where he gets to throw Mario. I have been enjoying that in Super Mario RPG.
The weapon or Ooh. Tool or item, or is it only weapon?
I think.
Can you hit things with it?
I mean, describe hit.
Can you equip it to your character?
It comes naturally equipped.
You tell me what you're thinking, and I'll tell you if that works.
Cappy.
Yeah, Cappy's a weapon, I guess.
Cappy
I could see why. You know what, Kyle? My apologies. I understand why you asked, is this a weapon?
Because, like, being able to just, like, throw a hat at somebody and just, like, take them over temporarily would be super fucking cool. Like, that's really dope.
That is pretty cool.
Well, I asked, I think people would define Kirby's mouth as a weapon, so I'm gonna say, yes, Cappy's a weapon.
But Kirby just a suckernator.
Yeah.
He just go,
I can remember that sound effect.
Huh?
What?
The sound effect.
Me?
What about the sound effect?
Just. Alright.
Did my mic peak? Did y'all not hear it?
No, I heard it. The way we should clip that.
I mean, go for it. I don't give a shit.
I was considering weapons, and I was like, wow, do I think is the coolest weapon? And then my mind was like, just go with what you want most from video games, which is Maxwell's journal.
That's not which is a what? Weapon.
No, it can just get you weapons. Any weapon.
That's not a weapon. That doesn't count. Let's see.
I think.
What you got, Coop?
I mean, it is kind of sick. I think, like, the Keyblade from Kingdom Hearts is pretty sick.
True.
I was off true.
The Keyblade is pretty cool, yeah.
You can spawn it from anywhere, too, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's not a sword you have to wear.
I'm trying, like, I had to choose something Nintendo, because if I chose another FromSoft thing, I knew I was going to get flamed. So. Well,
most of FromSoft stuff is just, like, normal stuff, right?
It's super cool, badass, magical, like, giant magical weapons.
They have this, like, yeah, there's, like, a scythe, but, like, it can, like, fold in on itself. It's kind of sick. There's, like, weapons like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, like, especially if you go into the fucking realm of Bloodborne. Yeah, oh, yeah, dude, there's some super fucking cool weapons. Like, a trick weapon? A fucking threaded cane? Dude, I want a threaded cane IRL. It's a cane that you, like, you fucking swing it out, and it becomes, like, a chain knife. And then, or, like, a chain sword, sorry. And then you, like, slam the tip of it down into the ground, and it's, like, a spiked cane. It's so fucking cool. Also, the, what's that stupid thing called? The whirligig saw. The whirligig saw? Dude, I want a whirligig saw IRL. That'd be sick as hell.
Wait, what's the whirligig?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you've talked about it before.
It's a stick. And then, like, it's a stick, and then you have this giant spiked, or, like, a toothed wheel
And like in the game, you have the stick and you're smacking people with the stick. And then whenever you switch into the trick form of it, you like stab this stick behind you and shove it into the center of the wheel. And you basically pull it out and it's a freaking rotating saw that you can just cut folks up with the rotating saw. Dude, it's so fire. It's so fucking cool.
I know I'm overthinking the question because I'm having a hard time just...
Yeah.
I mean, like, I like some of the most iconic just base version weapons in gaming, like the Buster Sword or the Master Blade or Samus's armor. You know, that have just been around forever, and they look amazing, and they look cool.
Would Pokemon count as a weapon?
I'm gonna say no. I mean, yes, but I want to say no, because I don't want to get into
semantics. Does a dog count as a weapon?
Unfortunately, I would also say that Pokemon do not count as weapons. Well, I think they count as, like, if you said pet, I think they, like, count as pets for sure. But I don't think they count as weapons themselves.
And then, yeah. I think this was, we had a similar debate when we were doing the items you could bring from a game world.
I think we said you could bring your...
Yeah, I think we said you could bring a Pokeball that had a Pokemon in it.
But you could not bring the Pokemon itself.
Yeah, and you also could only, because we said you could only bring one thing, you only got one Pokemon, because you only got one Pokeball.
Yeah.
So that was like, yeah. But that was also a bit of a different question than this one. Yeah.
Bring a Pokemon computer. Boom, you have all
the Pokemon. Actually, that's actually the smartest move. You bring a PC from Pokemon. I mean, you jug it from someone else because it's someone else's PC, but who gives a fuck?
One of the Pokemon Center PCs.
Yeah.
But that's not the debate at the moment. Let's see. The Poltergeist.
Okay, that would be pretty cool. The Poltergeist would be pretty cool to have.
Useful? No. I mean, but it would be like a cool like thing to have.
About to say it's not extremely helpful, but it's.
What about super the Wunderwaff? Cool.
The what?
The Wunderwaff.
What that?
Bro, Black Ops Zombies. Sorry. What would that be? Is that Modern Warfare? I don't know.
Grant would know.
Grant would know.
The Wunderwaff is definitely
it looks
one of those that deserves to be on the list.
Is it like or the ray gun?
The ray gun would be pretty cool. I do know what the ray gun is.
Mark II, though.
I don't know what the difference between the different versions
automatic is. Versus semi-auto.
I always had the semi-auto one. It worked just fine.
Just imagine what the Mark II did.
Probably oh, wasted dude, the time.
Ink mind. Strike. Ink Strike from Splatoon 1.
What? It's like a...
Interesting choice.
Just a one time use.
One but time I use win paintball.
What? You win it once.
I win, dude.
That's so wild.
Wait, why do you win?
Ink Strike from Splatoon 1.
Bruh. That's gay.
That's crazy.
Try again. That's the wrong number.
That's crazy. let's see. I feel like, honestly, I feel like Splatoon's weapons only really work in the Splatoon world.
Yeah, they're cool, but they yeah. are really.
I was saying, because shooting they're... someone with ink in like in our world, very they'd be fucking pissed at you, but they wouldn't do anything.
They
bro.
Wouldn't keel over or anything.
It'd be like, oh, you fucking asshole! Like, fuck, but nothing else would happen.
I'm trying. Pikmin are not weapons, technically. Same vein as Pokemon, right?
Same vein, I think.
Same vein.
Yeah.
I mean, not a weapon, but it would just be kind of sick to like swing around with a hook shot from Zelda.
I would count that would as a weapon. You cool. can hit things with that. I would count that as a
That's
weapon.
True. You could. That would be so sick, though.
You know what? You know what? I don't think any of y'all have played this game, so it's probably only gonna be funny for me. But I want Let's Do It from High on Life.
Is that the talking gun?
That's the talking gun.
Yeah, it's the one that goes, let's do it. Let's do it. It's the only thing he can say. But, dude, he shoots a fucking laser that gets more powerful the longer it shoots. And he's also retarded and only can say, let's do it. It's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Like, I want let's do it, bro. Me and him gonna tear shit up. Let's do it.
You know what? A blue shell.
Yo, that's actually pretty fun. Yeah, I would say the one-time use aspect kind of sucks, but otherwise.
But could you imagine? You're on the highway, bad traffic. You go, you know what? Nah.
Take out just first.
I want the little the hammer.
Oh. What hammer? Like the Donkey Kong hammer?
Yeah. Well, Mario Kart. Am I thinking about the right game? I'm pretty sure I am.
Mario Kart doesn't have a hammer.
From Smash.
Yeah, that's the Donkey Kong hammer. That came,
dude, that behind
came
somebody's
from
car
Kong.
And just smash. Baby but on yeah, board, smash.
If Harlan ever cheats on you, you just go stand next to your car and just go fucking ridiculous with it.
Baby on board, smash, Barrett.
That's crazy.
Half those people don't even have babies on board. They're just stupid.
I think based on that, that's a good place to end it.
In that same vein, though, yeah, real quick, though, in that same vein, the home run bat, dude, could you imagine? Literally anything hit just goes flying.
Awesome. You're talking about, like, Ness's home run bat?
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be sick, too.
You can say, okay, if you're going to say Ness's home run bat, though, you also have to say Lucas's fucking stick.
True. And that one's
that
less
does
obvious.
Literally,
yeah.
Lucas's stick does the exact same thing that the home run bat does. It's just Lucas's version of it.
Yeah. And it's like, let's say, damn. Inconspicuous.
Wait, you know what I want, bro?
Mm.
Fucking DDD's rocket hammer.
Coconut gun, dude.
Dude, coconut gun, dude.
Coconut gun would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Peanut gun is better, though, yeah. Coconut gun kind of cool, but peanut gun better.
Dude, oh, and someone has a peanut allergy? It's over, bro.
Yeah bro, I'm shooting it straight down their gullet.
That's crazy.
Get shit on, bitch.
any other last-minute submissions?
No, I think that's it for me.
I'm pretty good with that.
I feel good. Okay. Thank you for listening to the All Night Gamers podcast. Be good to yourself, be good to each other, and we love y'all to death. See you next week.
Make sure to, you know, check in.
Yeah, make sure
every
to like
Wednesday.
Subscribe. We have our podcast uploaded to all the usual places. Apple Podcasts, Pod, some other things. YouTube. RSS, yeah. YouTube.com/StormWindGames, where you can get your podcast. You can find us, add us on Twitter. What's your favorite weapon?
In gaming.
Yes. I mean, we're actually, you know what? That's a good question for another time. That's a good question for another night. I'll go ahead and spoiler warning, Albert is mine. But...
I'm getting light.
Right. Anyways.
All right.
We'll see y'all next time. Good night.
Good night. Love y'all.